From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday that it's concerned that some parts of an EU-Turkey proposal to stem the flow of refugees and migrants into Greece may violate international law. The UN Refugee Agency said aspects of the proposed agreement need to be clarified. However, it said it's concerned about any arrangement that involves the blanket return of all individuals from one country to another. EU leaders in Ankara said Tuesday they had reached a possible deal that would return thousands of migrants arriving in Greece from Turkey. The leaders are confident a full agreement can be reached at the summit next week. After months of disagreements and increased bickering among the 28 EU nations, the leaders said they agreed to give Turkey more than $3 billion in additional funds to help with the nearly 3 million Syrian refugees it's hosting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Tuesday it turned down a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington later this month because he wants to avoid interfering with the ongoing presidential primary elections. The White House said Monday that Israel had proposed a meeting for either March 17th or 18th with the Obama administration, agreeing to meet on one of those days. However, the National Security Council spokesman said they were surprised to learn via media reports that the prime minister had opted to cancel his visit. The U.S. government has added to the sanctions against the Lord's Resistance Army and the African rebel leader group Joseph Kony. The Treasury Department says financial sanctions announced Tuesday are in response to U.S. terrorist groups targeting civilians in the CAR. VOA.